So one of the hypotheses that I had a couple years ago when I got into blockchain and crypto was that the arrival of decentralized ledger technologies would impact the marketing function in two ways. And it would do it in a similar way that previous disruptive technologies, whether internet or social or mobile, did. And that's number one is sort of the tactical level. So for example, 25 years ago, no one needed to know about being an SEO marketer or an email marketer, but obviously you have to do that today. But on a much more strategic level, you have the challenge of how the scope of marketing has expanded. So social media is a great example where marketing changes from a broadcast to a conversation. So what's been interesting to watch over the last couple years is the growth of this market on both the supply and on the demand side. On the supply side, you have now nearly 300 projects that are using in some way or another blockchain-inspired technology to address some of the issues in the marketing world, advertising being the most obvious one. And even better, you're seeing the arrival of actual case studies that prove that this technology can make a difference. The one that I like to cite is from Lucidity. Now, I should disclose that I am an advisor to Lucidity, but they have a published case study with Toyota and Saatchi & Saatchi that shows a 21% improvement in business outcome versus the traditional advertising approach. Meanwhile, and this kind of really was driven home for me back in Toronto a couple weeks ago at the Blockchain Revolution Global, where I was talking with senior level marketers about their interest in using blockchain or attempting to, or willing to explore using blockchain based technologies to address some of their marketing issues. As many of you know, Mark Pritchard, who's the CMO at Procter & Gamble, has basically declared kind of open war on the existing system because of the lack of transparency, the amount of fraud, and just the waste. And so there's an appetite for exploring potential new solutions. So what I'm very excited about is the growth of both the supply and the demand side. But what I'm really interested in, actually more intrigued to see, is which brands, which agencies, which players will recognize this and move early to try to understand it. You know, before I got into blockchain, I was deep in the world of social media, and the brands and agencies that invested the time in Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn in, 2008, 2009, 2010, by the time the mainstream showed up, they were ready to go, and they had worked out a lot of the issues associated with dealing with that. Whereas the latecomers to the space had to play catch up. So I think it'll be just really interesting to watch which agencies, who are obviously under pressure from their clients to deliver more value, and which brands, who are also struggling to figure out how to survive in this billion channel universe, are going to jump on the bandwagon, or not the bandwagon, but jump on the exploration train to at least start to get their head around this. And I think 3, 5, 10 years from now, we'll look back and recognize which ones pivoted and started to invest, and which ones stayed at arm's length, and they'll either play catch up or they won't even be around. So that's my thought of the day, and we'll take it from there.